Okay. Why would you say over to Woodsboro?
Because it indicates just a small distance.
All right. What if you were going to San Antonio?
Oh, well, I would say I'm going to San Antonio.
Okay, you wouldn't say up to San Antonio?
No, okay. I'm sure I wouldn't.
Okay, or if you were going
I wouldn't say down to Robstown, I'd say over to Robstown.
All right.
But I would say down to Brownsville.
Because what?
Because of distance.
All right. What about within town? If you go to, say, the T-Heads, what would you say? I'm going like the T-Head.
I'm going down to the T-Heads because you'd literally be going down.
Down the terrain that
yes.
slopes down
uh-huh.
toward the water. What if you go up this way, go this way, and, to Lichtenstein's or somewhere like that?
Oh, I think I'll just name the place. I think I'll go to Lichtenstein's.
All right. If some boys got into trouble and they didn't arrest just one or two of the boys, you'd say they arrested the blank group.
A whole gang.
All right. And we were talking again about this the other day. You said that you like to get out on the floor and to music you enjoyed with your partner. You would
dance.
All right. Were there other particular types of dancing? I know you've mentioned some of them already.
Oh yeah, they're usually termed fads.
Fads. Okay.
Have you heard that? A fad?
Yeah, I see what you mean. You just mean that's not a type of
fad. Well,
dance.
For instance, when we did the Charleston, that fad only lasted
a definite. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay. What I'm interested in are some varieties of dances.
Oh. Charleston,
mm-hmm.
Big Apple, Rye Waltz.
A Rye Waltz?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that? I mean, just general, how does that differ from a regular waltz?
Well, it's just so definitely the three-quarter time, you know. If a body meets a body coming through the rye, if a body kiss a body coming through the rye. You do the regular waltz steps to the coming through the rye.
Oh, I see.
Then the hesitant step is the preliminary. If a body, the music indicates what to do.
Uh-huh.
But it's done in three-quarter time.
I see. Uh-huh.
Well, let me see. Well, now is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Foxtrot.
Mm-hmm.
Polka. Minuet in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Square dance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are many, many folk dances, you know, that we've accumulated over the years.
Are there any particular names of some of those folk dances?
Bumps a Daisy.
Now, is that the name of the music
dance.
Or of the dance?
Both music and dance.
Uh-huh. And what is that?
Well, it's a little, usually for children, grown people could do it too and get
mm-hmm.
a kick out of it. The man stands there and the girl stands here. And when the words to the folk star indicated, they bump panties, and that
mm-hmm.
bumps the day.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
It's definitely a rhythm,
uh-huh.
rhythm dance.
Uh-huh. Are there other dances of that, that kind?
Hmm. Put your little foot.
Mm-hmm.
Tango. We're getting up into difficult dances
mm-hmm.
that are not done on the modern dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
The tango and